Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on August 10th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a very beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Great, wonderful. And, Jackie, we talk about a lot of things on this show, but one thing we don't talk about much is our relationship with our local chambers, the Redondo Beach Chamber and the Manhattan Beach Chamber, key elements to what had, you know, we loved the show when we started over five years ago.
Almost five. Yes, this month is going to be 5 years.
It's going to be fun.
August 25th, to be exact.
August 25th. And it was a great show to begin with, but when we established the relationships with the chamber, it really went to a new level.
Yes.
We made friends with so many people in city government and the first responders. We've had all the chiefs of police and all the fire chiefs in the South Bay on the show, and the chambers, really that relationship, I think, really gave us a new perspective on the vitality of life in the South Bay, how you make it as a small business person, how you get involved. And we're so thrilled to have one of our best contacts with us today. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Bobby Christian. Bobby is the tourism brand manager for the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. His background is in content creation and digital strategy. He's worked with nearly 30 travel brands and destinations, including National Geographic. Now, Bobby is also a founding member of Vagabond3.com. Now, this morning, Bobby is going to bring us up to speed on what's happening in Redondo Beach these days, you know, what's going on. And we're actually going to talk a little bit about the Pokemon Go craze. Welcome to the program, Bobby. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. It's just such a pleasure to be on the air with you.
This early.
Yeah. It goes without saying, Bobby, but the life of a community is certainly determined by the quality of their city government, the quality of their services, first responders, and then the quality certainly of their local chambers of commerce. They really add a lot to the life of the community, and we are, you know, so blessed here in the South Bay. We have great city governments, we have great first responders and city services, And the chambers, a few years ago, made a decision, not without a little prompting from us, but they made a decision to really commit to this medium of online radio, which is very local, hyper-local, just a few blocks this way and a few blocks that way. If you go too far, just 4 or 5 miles or even less in some cases, it's really not that relevant. And yet within this bubble, it's very relevant. Can you talk a little bit about hyper-local media and the role of chambers today?
Sure. I think it kind of goes back to when social media was first getting started. Everyone seemed to not know how to interact with it at first. It's just like when the telephone first came out and you had to get a book that told you how to answer the phone and like what is the proper decorum for dealing with business people on the phone or your friends on the phone. Social media came out. Obviously, kids jumped on it at first, but as businesses got involved, everyone thought they needed to send everything out to the world. And so there started to be some confusion of how to use this, because if I'm supposed to use Twitter, I can talk about what I'm eating. Why does the world care?
Mm-hmm.
And as it evolved, it turned out that the best way to market through social media, and this is something that's still happening, is by targeting just like your most active clients, like getting people that get in touch with your base, that very specific niche marketing,
right?
Which ties into the whole hyper-local aspect of things. It's a niche. You really get the most information that's relevant to you when you tap into your niches.
Right.
The chamber working, obviously the chambers, since they've been around, have been about activating the local community. So getting into niche social media marketing and niche digital marketing ties hand in hand in that. Just like you said, if you go a few miles away, it's not as relevant. Mm-hmm. But if you live in Redondo, the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is your partner in making your business work with the city and the other businesses of the city.
Mm-hmm.
It re-encircles that, the whole hyper-locality of things.
Right.
And then what's great about working with chambers as well is that if you do want to move outside of Redondo Beach, well, there are connections through other chambers. The Manhattan Beach Chamber, the Hermosa Beach Chamber, the LA Chamber, all that sort of thing. These local markets feed into larger markets, and so you get connections through that as well.
It's fascinating how the chambers are organized in a local, then a sort of regional, and then a market, and then, of course, nationally. But first of all, we want to understand, you know, how did you get involved in the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau? When did you start with the chamber?
I started last February, and I don't know, this is kind of surprising to me, but I started as a temp as the director of marketing when the current director of marketing, Karen Kotunian, was on maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started last February. I actually started 2 weeks early because Karen went into labor before she thought she was going to. But so I've been here about a year and a half.
And before that, what was your professional experience?
So I come from destination marketing and content creation. I know content creation is kind of becoming a dirty word in the film community, but I still think it's the most relevant term. I've worked with a bunch of international and local brands, creating content, boosting social media, that sort of thing. Kind of got into it in a unique way. I moved out to LA to work in production, and then a friend of ours got us on this 48-hour or 72-hour trip to Sydney, where it was part of this launch of the Virgin Australia's new weekend flights from LA to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And so as part of their big marketing push, we were cast to go down there for 3 days, and we had to tweet every minute we were there. So it was 5,328 tweets, I think. And then for doing that, we got a trip around the world. And in doing what's this thing? When we started doing our trip around the world, I started filming and creating a lot more content, and that started us working with travel brands. We came back and we had so much content from flying around the world and traveling for about a month and a half that we parlayed that. I say we, the Vagabond 3 site, my wife and I, being girlfriend, now wife, parlayed that into working with other brands, and now that's what we do professionally. We work for travel brands. So it's been really awesome. The one of the coolest things about working with Redondo for the last year and a half is the longevity of it. A lot of the brands that I've worked with have been like 2 months here, 3 months here, just a couple weeks on some of these things where they just really want to push some new objective. So seeing how to build a brand over a longer period of time, how to tap into the same consumer base in different ways has been really exciting to me. And I mean, I have to hand it to Marna and Karen. They've really kind of let me off my leash a little bit and try some really unique things with the brand to see what would work. And I've had some things that worked much better than I thought they were going to work and some things that haven't. And that kind of growing has not only helped me as a marketer, but has also really let Redondo Beach do some interesting new things that I hadn't involved itself in before. So it's really exciting.
Leadership is many things, but leadership can also be defined as allowing people the freedom to fail. Without the freedom to fail, nothing new or important would ever be done. And that is so true in so many areas, whether it's science and technology or in sports, entertainment, or in building relationships and learning how to build relationships better. Yeah, we have to give it to the leadership at the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. They really get it, and they're interested in exploring leadership in this context. But how did RedondoBeachWeddings.org, how did that happen? Whose idea was that?
Well, it's kind of one of those things. It was like a 10 year career that happened overnight. You know what I mean? ever since I was a part of the chamber, they wanted to do so for about a year, I guess, for about 9 months before it happened. Everyone was talking about wanting to do more wedding stuff. And so we worked on different wedding pages on our site, and we tried to put a list of wedding vendors together that was accessible and had good SEO, that sort of thing. But one of the first things that was suggested, and I mean, I don't want to say I suggested it. I don't know who was in the meeting. I just remember it came up that I was there. We suggested that there be a wedding website. And this was back when I first started, back in February, and it was shot down because the idea was we didn't want to split our audience base.
Right.
We wanted the big push for the chamber for a while now has been to make the Chamber of Commerce the hub for anyone coming into the city, whether they be a visitor or be a tourist. And so we didn't want to split that up, but we kept working away at this, and then it was literally one meeting, months later after February, I think it was maybe August, so I guess about a year ago, someone's like, well, why don't we do a website? As if it'd never been said before. And then suddenly everyone's like, yeah, a website makes sense. We should totally do a website.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one of those things that kind of happened. It was the right day for someone to suggest it, I guess. And it's real funny. We mocked up the website and did this really great event to involve our members from the get-go. We mocked up the website in like 2 weeks, and then we did a kind of an invitation only to a physical launch of the site and to get our members feedback, because we knew we could get the audience, we knew we could market, we knew we could put placements that we had done in things like Brides Magazine, but we really wanted to make sure that the members of the chamber that were wedding facing were 100% on board with this, that we were representing them, and that they were excited to be represented by us and through this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did the invitation only launch. We got a lot of great feedback from them, and we've just continued to grow from that. And now it's one of the, this, I can tell you right now, we're working on our marketing budget for the next year right now. And weddings is by far one of the largest initiatives coming up this year. We've got some I've teased it a few times. We've got some really exciting things coming up. This, this Love Yourself package. We have a wedding package that we're putting together. So it'd be like a plug and play for anyone wanting to do weddings in Redondo Beach. And it's just really, really exciting to be able to build this new niche, like we were just talking, this new niche site, just targeting people who want to have their weddings at the beach in L.A.
Right.
It's interesting, Bobby. You know, it's so funny how something comes up and everybody shoots it down, and 6 months later it comes up again, and it's like, oh yeah, that's a great idea. It's funny how that happens. but what you were saying about how anybody coming to Redondo Beach, you wanted your chamber website to be it. That would be the go-to place. All arrows point to that website. But the thing is, it's so funny because Joe was talking about hyper-local media, you know, just a couple of mile radius. Mm-hmm. But RedondoWeddings.org is international. You know, it's interesting because it should absolutely stand on its own, I believe, just because mm-hmm. of that. It is international. Anybody that, you know, wants to come to Redondo Beach and wants to get married in Redondo Beach, I mean, it is international. So I think it should have a life of its own, right, on social mm-hmm. media.
Well, and when you think about marketing something like weddings, and you think that it really is an international market, especially being a part of L.A. and being having 1.5 miles of a beautiful shoreline with these bluffs, it is definitely an international place, and it gives us so many more tools to use to market to an international base. I can do so much more with SEO. We can do so many different strategic marketing placements based on the fact that we have this new website that we wouldn't be able to do without it.
Now, since the establishment of Redondo Beach Weddings, of course, my day job is websites and internet branding for a company in El Segundo. And I've discussed this with a few people at work, and this one guy, one of our advertising reps, said, "What? That's old news. That's classic. Companies do this landing page sort of technique as a business. So someone will go into a community, and they don't even have to live there, but they'll say Redondo Beach Carpets, LA.com, right? And then they'll create the mm-hmm. website, and then they'll go to carpeting companies in Redondo Beach." And sell them leads that come to the site that they've built answering service phone number and an email. In other words, the idea is an old idea, but it is so powerful for a chamber mm-hmm. to do this. I don't know. I still am. Really blown away by it, but apparently guys at work tell me it's an old idea to say, "Oh, RedondoPlumbing.com," you know, and then you just create a website, and then you go out to all these plumbers and say, "I can generate leads for you, and I can do this for you, and that for you," and they said, "Yeah, that's been around a while, but it's new when it's done by a chamber,
mm-hmm.
and it's extremely effective." I imagine the members who are service professionals in the wedding industry are jazzed out of their minds.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I want to say one thing about the fact that it's been around a while. I mean, I think of websites just as it's raining outside and I'm going to stick a funnel out and catch some rain, and collect it in a bucket. The website is that bucket. So, I mean, the website's the funnel and the bucket's the information leads. It's been around since the dawn of man, the idea of it. But doing it through a chamber, doing it really enriched with the community first and then targeting our audience is different than I think what your colleagues were talking about. Because we, like you said, the people that the wedding-facing members of the Chamber of Commerce are so excited, and they've had so much input in the design and what we're talking about. It's definitely more member forward, and then we found our audience since then. Not only have the members been excited, but they've really helped us hone in on who our potential audience is and who we should reach out to next. I mean, it's definitely been a hand-in-hand partnership with the members as far as, okay, so who's coming into town? What are they looking for? How can we be a better asset to them?
Mm-hmm.
We're not selling advertising on the site. It's members only, of course. It's only members of the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
But we're not selling advertising. It's really forward-facing. It's going to be the best tool for people interested in having weddings here.
Man, I'm so glad to hear that you are not having advertising on that page, because the advertising has gotten so completely out of hand. I hate those pop-up ads. Takeovers.
Takeovers. And the name, of course, we make a lot of money, Jackie, doing those. That kind of came up in other conversations. But takeovers, it's like every client that they call says, can you do a takeover for me?
Yeah. Yeah, but I got to believe that the feedback from viewers, they hate it. I mean, I can't stand. I'll be reading something, and all of a sudden, boom, my screen is gone. I mean, that makes me crazy.
Right.
That's the worst.
I don't stop and look at the ad. The first thing I'm looking for is a little X to turn it off.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, get me out of here. I mean, I just think that's the worst.
It's kind of a crazy.
And for poor people that aren't, computer savvy, they're like, what is this? Where did I go? What button did I push? What did I do? You know, and who knows?
I hate the ones that you said that you scroll down a little bit and they pop up. I hate when they're incorrectly like mounted on the site and they pop up like that on your mobile device.
Yeah.
And the X doesn't pop up, or even the ad doesn't pop up. Just everything gets dark and you can't find anything.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I know there are some new initiatives going on at the Chamber. Tell us about other things that are going on with the Redondo Beach Chamber.
Well, we're just now looking into the coming year, but we still have some stuff coming up, obviously, that we've been planning for all through 2016, all through the rest of 2016, 2015, and now leading into 2017. Some of the events that we have coming up that I'm really excited about are the summer events. We have so many awesome free things to do in Redondo Beach that the Chamber and Tourism Bureau piggybacks on and helps market and promote, like the summer concert series at the pier. That's every Thursday and Saturday through the rest of this month. And then the Ruby's movie series at the Seaside Lagoon, and that's every Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of the more community events we have going on. Of course, one of our ongoing initiatives ever since we became a Blue Zone district, and I just found this out, that the beach cities collectively are the largest Blue Zone district in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's the bike. I mean, we have the bike path. We have this healthy living. We have things that the Chamber's not directly involved with, but like the walking school bus, all those sorts of community activities. And throughout the summer, we've had a really great turnout at the Zumba in the park, and like the Get Lit yoga that they do at the pier. These big community activities, trying to get people active, introduce them to new and different sports. I mean, I'll tell you something. Yoga's been around for a long time. I think yoga's been a craze for 20 years. I don't know if you call it a craze anymore. It's just like now it's yoga.
Right.
But a lot of people still just never tried it. I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if my dad is ever going to try yoga, but having these community events gets people out to try these new sports or new to them sports, stretch their physical well-being, that sort of stuff. So I'm really excited about what the Beach Cities Health District has been able to do in Redondo Beach. And I'm so proud that we're a Blue Zone.
That Zumba class is huge. Hundreds and hundreds of people show up for that every Monday night.
Right.
It's, I mean, I would, if I, just looking at the calendar, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'll go. It'll probably be like 30 people, like a small thing. It's massive.
Yeah, they had to move it to Redondo Union High School. It's so big.
There's something really powerful about open air movies happening all over the South Bay like never before. It's really become a craze now this year. And open air exercise. There's something really powerful about that that draws you back, that causes you to want to share it with your neighbors and your friends and your spouses. I think it's a great trend.
You know what a lot of people tell me when I run into people at different events? They love that they come up to me and they say, you post all these great free events. You know, a lot of them are they're free. And especially people I have this one guy that every time I run into him, he's like, Jackie, he said, it's so great. We have a young child. It's so great that we can go to these things. And if he gets tired and craggy, he starts crying, we can leave. And it's not like we spend a lot of money.
Right.
You know, yeah, so people love that. And again, you know, a lot of times you don't have to – it's not a commitment. You know, it's there on the calendar. You're like, oh, Zumba in the Park Monday night. Yeah, we can do that maybe, you know.
Maybe.
If we have time. Or oh, look at this free movie at Seaside Lagoon. You know, we can do – it's not like you have to plan it or – put out money for it, or it's not a commitment, and people love that.
We are very lucky. Let's do a station break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the world phenomena Pokemon Go, which is tremendous phenomena indeed, and so we'll talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. We're talking all things happening in Redondo Beach. Of course, RedondoBeachWeddings.org, and we'll talk more with Bobby Christian, the tourism brand manager for the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau, Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we'd also like to thank a sponsor. If you would like to participate in the conversation, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, as I said, we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions. Your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back. And this Pokemon Go thing, I think it's become very, very much sort of a turning point in the technology world. And so my first point about this is that I've talked to a few people at work and a colleague of mine who is a physicist who works at Sunnybrook, or he studied at Sunny, the State University of New York, and Linus. He's quite a good physicist. This is the way that so many things are going in science and entertainment, this concept of augmented reality. You're looking at the real world. You're looking at the board or data that you have to understand, and the computer is analyzing what you're looking at and then feeding that information back to you in a different way through graphs and charts, through maybe even a Pokemon running across the room. This is the future of the world, and this is very interesting that it happened with a game, and this Japanese company was one of the first ones to come up with it, Nintendo. That is a commercial product. It's been a reality in many other scenarios for a while. Bobby, tell us about Pokemon Go in your world.
Well, I think Pokemon Go is hands down the best way to visit any city, even if it's your own city. It's actually not a Nintendo product. Nintendo only owns 30% of it. It's another company that built this other game called Ingress first, that's the major driver behind Pokemon Go. And they've put in basically every point of interest in the world into the Pokemon Go map. And so anywhere you go, you're looking through the world trying to find these Pokestops. And all these Pokestops are unique points of interest, or some are things that, I don't know, have popped up as things that people visit quite often in the city or the town, wherever you are. In Redondo Beach, I personally have discovered maybe 6 or 7 different monuments that I had never known existed and walked right by. The one that always jumps out to me is the empty chair monument in Redondo Beach. Mm. I've walked by it 100 times, never really paid attention to it, and it's a Pokestop. And so I was walking by, I was like, oh, wow.
Right on Catalina, are we talking?
Mm-hmm.
Right on Catalina
exactly
Avenue?
What we're talking about.
Right.
Yep. So it's a great way to visit a city, even if you're not going to try and play the game and capture all the Pokemon and fight people. It's a great way just to find new things to see in the city. Beyond that, it's a really cool way to interact with other people in the community. And as a business, it's an awesome way to keep your customers in your location longer. One of the best places to play in Redondo Beach is Riviera Village because of all the dining options. If you're playing the game, you can piggyback on other people's traps that they're setting for. I don't want to get too much into technical terms of Pokemon for people who don't play it. But you can piggyback on other people's traps. So you're going to sit around in a restaurant longer. You're going to order more food. You're going to do it more as a group, too, so you can all play around the gyms that are based in Riviera Village. So it's been a great driver for traffic. We put a blog out right when it started, so 3-4 weeks ago now, about some of the best places to play in Redondo Beach. We've gotten a lot of people commenting in Facebook, telling us other places that they find like unique, different Pokemon. It's been a really cool thing. And like you said, it's just a fun way to gamify your world. It makes just kind of walking around even more exciting than it was before.
You know, it's so funny. I went to the dentist last week, and I got out of my car in the parking lot, and I saw a young girl standing on the sidewalk looking at her phone, turning around, and I knew exactly what she was doing. You know, and I see them all over the place. I see these people playing this game all over the place. I was in line at CVS earlier this week. And there was what I think was a dad and his son, and the dad obviously was waiting in line. The son was standing there with him with his phone, and I was able to look over his shoulder, and I saw him, you know, getting the characters, the Pokemon. Yes, it's so funny. I was a little too old when the original Pokemon thing happened, so I'm not familiar with it, but I am seriously. You know, I'm thinking I might want to download this app and try it.
Oh, it's a really, really fun game. I'll tell you something that happened to me. So when this first came out, we were talking about it in a tourism meeting, like 4 days after it came out, we had a meeting. And it came up, and one of the hotel managers was in the room. He's like, oh, it's a great game. I've already caught three just sitting here. I can catch the ones on the pier. I caught three just during the meeting. So everyone's playing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to download it and check it out because I see them all over. I see people. You could just tell because they're not, like, going from point A to point B. They'll walk a little bit, and then they'll stop
right.
And they'll look at their phone. And you know exactly what they're doing. Oh, by the way, I just mentioned I got something in the email, a press release from the city of Torrance. Their libraries are now Pokemon stops.
Mm.
So they have some special stuff set up. But, yeah, it's all over the place. Now, Bobby, let me ask you something. Do you have to – if you're a business owner – Do you have to do something to make your business a Pokemon Stop, a Pokestop, whatever it's called, or how does that work? Do you have to apply, or can you just make your own?
You can, but in dense areas like Riviera Village or the pier, there's enough Pokestops already there that you can just piggyback on what's currently there. I know that with the first app that the company put out, the Ingress app, I think that's the name of it. That app, you could pay and set up. I know whatever it's the Dwayne Reed in New York paid to have every one of their stores be one, but I think it's kind of a more expensive proposition. But it's definitely something to look into. It's something they're looking to offer. But right now, there's enough activity just in the main areas of Redondo Beach that a business can piggyback on it. Mm-hmm. Especially if you want to offer something like Wi-Fi, that'd be a really easy way to get people active in your location without necessarily having to become a Pokestop. And that's also going to help in other ways because they're going to come to your location just to be on your Wi-Fi for a lot of different reasons.
Okay, now I got to ask you this. All right, I got to ask this. Mm-hmm. What if you're having a garage, you're planning to have a garage sale? Can you make a garage sale a Pokestop?
I don't know. That's so specific. Let's just go with yes. I just want to live in a world where that's possible. I want to live in a world where something's
don't
like,
think about it.
I'm going to have the best garage sale ever.
It's a brilliant idea, Jackie. Brilliant.
Yeah, no, seriously. I mean, or if your kids set up a lemonade stand out on your driveway and you want to get people there, make it a Pokestop.
I'll tell you what you should try and make it, though. You should try and make it a Poke Gym.
A Poke
Gym.
If you
make it a gym,
okay.
You're going to have a lot more people. You want it to? I think that's actually, when I think about it, I don't know if you can do the stops. I think you can do a gym. Try and make it a gym. That's going to be – a lot of people are going to come in, compete. They're going to work out, all that sort of stuff. That's what you want to do. So let's have lemonade stands be gyms. That would be the coolest lemonade.
Can
and if you throw some
that?
Free Wi-Fi in that lemonade stand,
yeah,
you got it.
Can you explain that a little bit? How do you make a location a Pokemon Go gym?
So that's something you're going to have to do through the company. And you know what? I'm not actually too aware of what, because they just started offering that option like a week ago or 2 weeks
okay.
ago. So
okay.
I haven't looked too much into that, but that's something we can definitely, when I find out more, I'll put it on the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce LinkedIn page. That'd probably be a lot of information for our members.
Like you say, it's only it's a very new thing. I'm sure they're going to do garage sales. They're going to be on.
It's anything. It's any event based.
Right.
The Redondo Beach concerts on the pier. If they want to get more people, make it a Pokestop. What's it called? Pokemon Stop or Pokestop?
It's called a Pokestop.
Pokestop, okay. And this is not the poke bowls that you eat. Although
no.
I imagine
that's poke.
Poke, okay. All right. They should be.
So
poke
you're not eating
raw
fish, just hanging out.
I mean, seriously, I right there, I mean, I don't know anything about it, and the way you just explained that, I'm thinking any event that you want to generate a crowd, that would be the way to go.
Right.
And if you could do it for free, that
so,
would be even better.
Yeah.
So I just did a little bit of research. It looks like 3 days ago they took down the option to submit for gyms and Pokestops.
Yeah.
But it's something that they're going to bring back. So they ran it for 2 weeks. They took it down for a few days, but they're going to bring it back. So right now you can't. But when that information's live, I'll put it on the LinkedIn page.
Fascinating. Fascinating, fascinating world. Augmented reality is here in a big way. Of course, games bring it in to the public consciousness first, but there will be other things, certainly.
Well, there's going to be a Harry Potter game that comes out in a few months.
Hmm. Augmented reality? Just like
it's
going to
be built on the same frame as Pokemon Go, just Harry Potter, which personally I'm a way bigger fan of Harry Potter, so I'm really excited about
that. Absolutely. That's fantastic. Finally, Muggles can be in the world of magic. That's fantastic.
You know, Joe, I hadn't thought about it like that till you said it, but I just got like this warm, tingly sensation in my stomach when you said that, because that is so exciting.
Isn't that? That's crazy good. You can see witches flying overhead and all kinds of stuff.
I'm so excited about this now. Like, you have no idea how excited. I'm way more excited than I was before I mentioned it.
Wow. Oh, we thought Pokemon Go was a big deal. That's going to be exciting. That's very exciting.
I'm going to be really let down. I'm going to be really let down if I go to Union Station and there's not a Harry Potter stop at platform 9 3/4.
Right.
I'm going to be really upset about that.
Right. Absolutely.
This whole conversation just went right over my head. Sorry.
Yeah. 9 3/4, Jackie.
Yeah, I read the first Harry Potter book. That was the only one I read, and that was a long time ago, and I haven't kept up with it. So I'm a dinosaur, guys. I'm a dinosaur.
All right.
I still read actual books, all right?
Okay, all right.
Okay, sorry.
Well, exciting and fun. And Bobby, there are some things that Chambers do that they've done since the beginning. Right. The meetings and the newsletter, and perhaps since websites, the one website where all the members have a page or a portion of a page, and these things Chambers have done forever. But you're participating in expanding that vocabulary that Chambers have, because we've talked to other Chambers and they're all excited about RedondoBeachWeddings.org. Not that they're going to create a wedding site, but they're all looking at destination sites that they can create that involve lots of their members and are, you know, a service to the community and perhaps the larger community, and will attract visitors and hits and so forth. So I definitely think it's a trend. What are some of the other things that you see yourself and the Redondo Beach Chamber getting involved with, or that you would like to see happen in the future? What are some of the things that you're excited about going forward?
I think the most exciting thing, besides the Harry Potter app, which I'm just still cannot stop thinking about, the most exciting things I think coming up are some of the video things we're doing. And I know for years everyone's been talking about video, going big with video, and we've put together a pretty robust video library. We put a lot of videos out. But we're challenging and trying new things. We're currently looking at doing a lot of drone footage, which again has been something that's growing for a while. But we're going to add that in our can, and I'm really excited about that. And we're also going to start working with some 360 VR video over the next like 6 months. And that, I want to say, that's going to be the future of all entertainment. And so I'm really excited about us incorporating these elements now. I like the idea of us incorporating more location-based activities. That's something that not a lot of chambers are doing right now, but that we're looking into doing through, you know, with the Center Cal project coming up, it's hard to get a lot of infrastructure stuff in place. Like we really want to start offering more free community Wi-Fi in more destinations, but it's hard to get that stuff started when, in a year or two, things could change dramatically. But that's what I'm really looking forward to moving ahead with, is more location-based activities, things that trigger things on your phone. And I'm not talking about specifically like text-based advertising. I don't want it to be advertising. I want it to be more gamified world, or like, how can we excite people coming to Redondo a little bit more or a little bit different? And so I think some of the VR content that we're going to be putting together is going to tie into that. Some of the video content we're putting together is part of that. And then just working more, just connecting more with people online as they come into Redondo Beach. You know, it's kind of a daily struggle,
right,
of like, so people are coming in, how do I find them? How do I connect to them? All I want is Peach City and have the best experience. And at the same time, that the people in the city have a great experience with the tourists coming in. It's just kind of balancing that relationship. But those are the main things we're looking at over the next few months, and they're really exciting. The idea of a chamber getting behind its own creation in such a big way, that's not something – I've worked with a lot of different destinations, a lot of different tourism boards, and it's very rare to find a destination or tourism board that is really taking charge of its own content and creating its own stuff and deciding what it wants to push and creating that itself, as opposed to bringing in a third or fourth party to juice stuff up.
Now,
just real quick, Joe, Bobby just mentioned Center Cal, the waterfront project.
Right.
I just want to mention that the final Harbor Commission hearing was this past Monday night, and it went late into the evening, and it passed through. Mm. The Harbor Commission approved it, and it goes to the city council now. So, as we all know, I'm a huge supporter of this project, and I'm very excited that it's gotten over that hurdle now. Now it's going to the city council, and boy, oh boy, everybody, let's keep our fingers crossed, and let's hope it gets through.
Fantastic. Now, Bobby, of course, something as exciting and energetic and fun as what you do can never be done alone. Bobby Christian does not stand alone. He has some tremendous support at home. Tell us about your family, Bobby.
Well, I have a fantastic wife who puts up with me, which is very challenging, I've heard. I think it's great, but other people have problems with it. So she works in destination marketing as well. She does more influencer programs and influencer strategies, that sort of thing. Mm. And then I have a 9-month-year-old daughter named Augustine, who just yesterday learned to clap. And so I have an even better audience to come home to now.
What's your daughter's name?
Augustine. Her full name is Augustine Isabella Christian, which I think I counted out one time is about 26 letters.
Yeah.
So right about second grade, she might change her name, but right now that's what we're sticking with.
Do you call her, or do you have plans to call her Augie?
I don't like the name Augie. We actually call her Kid Augustine,
Which
is longer than Augustine. So my wife and I are both really big, very active on social media. And so when she was born, we're like, we have to come up with a hashtag for her. And then we figured out Kid Augustine is something that would stick around for a while. So that's her social media handles and her social media hashtags. We just call her that.
Now, that's something completely new. Prior generations did not have to worry about coming up with a hashtag for their kid.
That is absolutely perfect. Of course, you have to.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Who knew? I didn't know until Bobby just said it.
How can the grandparents compare like pictures and stuff and find pictures and stuff like that?
How many people are right now on Facebook or Instagram? Hashtag Kid Augustine.
Right.
Yeah, we have we travel a lot, and so for our parents and stuff, it's so much easier for them. It was so hard to get my parents to understand Instagram. It's so much easier just to be like, hit the thing that looks like a magnifying glass and type in Kid Augustine, and you'll find all the pictures. So they get really excited about that.
Right. Absolutely. Perfect.
That's funny.
This is been a great hour, Bobby, talking about your role at the chamber has really expanded, I think, what chambers could do and can think about doing. There was a need for that role, and of course because of your previous experience and also because of the needs of the chamber and just you know, what's appropriate for today's digital landscape and digital strategies and so forth. It all came together. Do you have counterparts at other chambers that do the same thing that you do for the Redondo Beach Chamber?
You know, I mean, I could say something like in L.A., I have not really found a lot of chambers that have the robust presence that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're one thing is we have more funding than a lot of chambers, and that's not a tax that's on the people. That comes from the hotels.
Mm.
So we have more funding than a lot of chambers around the area.
The TOT, right?
The TOT. Long Beach has a really great online presence, but they're not really making their own stuff. I'm not trying to make it sound like we're the most innovative thing of all time.
Mm.
I just think what we're doing right now is very different because we're doing a lot of stuff in-house, which is unique for chambers.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, the chambers that I followed most closely online are the beach cities and then LA in general. LA travel does some really, really cool stuff. So I follow that more often than Long Beach, but I know Long Beach has a really great program. I just haven't worked with them that closely.
Mm-hmm.
So in other cities, I've worked with chambers that have like pretty robust, a pretty robust online presence and content creation program. But a lot of times, you know, it's headed up by just like two or three people who are just really passionate about their area. I mean, that's what chambers started out with originally. And it's just people getting really passionate and then deciding and then figuring out how their passions fit into carrying on that area. Like some chambers start blogs just because someone at the chamber is like, I really love this city and I really love talking about this. So, and I like writing, so I'm going to do it on my own.
Right.
And a lot of these initiatives just start kind of homespun like that.
You know, there's no blueprint for chambers. Every single chamber is wildly different. You know, some of them, mm-hmm. you know, they do everything by the seat of their pants. Other chambers have mm-hmm. a committee for every single thing. There is no blueprint. There is no structure that everybody follows. Every chamber is completely different. You know, some chambers, as you said, it might be one or two or three people handling everything, you know, that has the passion for it. Other chambers, they have more outreach and they get more people involved. It's really amazing. And they all get their funding. There's no hard and fast rules. Yeah,
that transient occupancy tax really is almost tailor-made to be shared with chambers for promotion of things like tourism and stuff like that. Because it does not have to come out of the city's budget directly. I think all cities should look at sharing that with their local chamber and then focusing the chambers on bringing business from outside to inside. Because, Jackie, what have we talked about over and over again? The ULI, Urban Land Institute study of Manhattan Beach, showed that 70%.
Actually, I think it was more than that.
Over 70% of the revenue for the city is from people coming.
Sales tax.
People outside the city coming in. It's critical.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was a surprise to everybody.
Right.
Nobody had any idea that the number was that big.
Right.
You know, so.
Very, very important.
While we're talking about businesses and other chambers in the area, I do want to mention that one of the events coming up for the Chamber of Commerce is our regional mixer at the Seaside Lagoon.
Yes.
There's, I think, 11 different chambers, 10 local chambers all coming together at the Seaside Lagoon on Wednesday, August 24th.
Mm-hmm.
It's an evening, so it's 5:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's only $10 for chamber members. It's a great way to find out more about just what you're asking about, what other chambers are doing. If they're starting their own niche marketing, maybe not weddings, maybe they're doing a dining page, that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But it's going to be a really, really awesome event, and the chamber is working very hard to make it something really special this year. So check that out. That's the annual regional mixer, and that's going to be on Wednesday, August 24th.
Wednesday, August 24th. Oh boy, I want to put that on my calendar.
You know, you know what I foresee, Joe?
Hmm.
Down the road a little bit, other chambers are going to be looking at Redondo and saying, "We want to follow your lead." You know, I mean, seriously, I just that whole Redondo Weddings.org.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that anybody, any chamber that hears about it is going to do something very similar.
Right. Right. I agree. I couldn't agree more. I think,
they're going to be doing a lot of consulting.
you guys got me thinking that I got to start thinking of another big idea sometime soon. I got to keep ahead of this game.
Right.
Joe mentions RedondoWeddings.org at pretty much every chance he gets. So
it still is to me, even after my conversations at my office with my colleagues in the advertising department, telling me that it's an old idea, almost like, they were talking about how you do this is you just put a site together, Redondo Beach Undertakers or something like that.
Well, no, you know something, weddings. I don't know that anybody will ever find another niche like that because weddings encompass so much. I mean,
right.
Yeah, you could do Redondo Beach bar mitzvahs.
Right.
You know, you could do that too. But weddings,
right.
Just every industry, business has some place at a wedding.
Right. I agree, I mean, even
a dining guide, you know, Redondo Beach Dining. But you know something? You're going up against L.A. Eater and Yelp and all these other things.
Right.
You know, I think the wedding thing is unique. I don't know that there's anything else that, you know, that would have such far-reaching impact.
Right. I agree. Something magically perfect about that.
Let me tell you something. I was in getting my nails done. This is a while back when Bobby first told us about this website.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting my nails done, and I was telling my nail tech about the website. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you a member of the chamber? And she said, no, it's just a little shop. I said, only chamber members are going to be listed on this site.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you might want to rethink that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right there, you know, if you are somebody that does weddings, whatever your business is involved in weddings, if you never thought about joining the chamber before, you should think about it now.
To piggyback on that, I just feel like a lot of people have opened businesses in the last like 5 years. And what we're doing right now as a chamber is so different than what we were doing 2 years ago, even that if you're not a member, if people aren't members, they really need to reassess how they're engaging with their audience and how much we can benefit them. We're such a larger traffic driver than we were even a year ago. And so the people that have been with us for a while have seen a huge change in the way we're doing it. And we're every time I wake up and talk to Karen, we're always trying to think of new, interesting ways to connect the city with our audience. We're doing some really, really cool stuff. And so anybody who's not a member or hasn't considered membership in the last couple of years should take a look at what the package offers now, because it's really diverse and it's really engaging.
Right. The chamber membership is how much, Bobby?
It's based on the size of the business. So mm-hmm. if you have a smaller business, it's way more affordable than you might think it is. That's something you should, if you're interested in being a member, talk to Cheryl Kanamui or Nancy Gusak, and you can reach them at 310-376-6911.
Okay.
And they would love to talk to you. They're in the community all the time with new members. It's based on the size of your company.
Excellent. Well, Bobby Christian, thank you so much for joining us today. What a great hour it's been.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow. And Jackie, what are we doing tomorrow?
Oh, we're going to have Barry Hatchett on to talk about
right.
the Beach Shorts Film Fest.
Right. Love that. The Beach Shorts Film Festival. Great show, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. That's going to be fun. And thank you so much, Bobby. We'll talk soon. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.